Good morning. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, who is Christ. Amen. So all of this talk and my reflection on the lost and found stories brought me back to my childhood when I was 8 years old and my sister, who's 5 years younger than I, was lost. We lived in the middle of nowhere, outside of Marquette, Michigan, and literally like in the middle of the forest. And we had lived in this cul-de-sac, this nice little neighborhood, perfect to ride your bike around because you could just ride in circles forever without a lot of traffic. And so my parents used to let us just play outside all the time. Tons of kids in the neighborhood. We all played together. Our yard had like every play toy you could think of. And so we were often in our yard. And I was 8. My sister was just 3. And one day, she was nowhere to be found. 3-year-old wandered off. We hoped it wasn't worse. And I remember, as an 8-year-old, I remember it very clearly. I remember people just filling the streets and filling our yard. And behind our house, actually, was where the forest started. So we had this big, beautiful yard. And it was the kind of place where my mother just handed me the ice cream bucket in the morning and said, go pick the blueberries and come back. And they were just forests for acres and acres. And so this day that my sister was not to be found, everybody just sort of went in packs throughout the forest and even went to the next neighborhood. The scary part is like down below our cul-de-sac was the main road, the highway, going in and out of town. And so the fear was she would get near the highway if indeed she was just wandering. Well, come to find out, she had followed our dog, Tasha, into one of the trails behind our house. And continued to follow the dog for hours. I mean, it was hours and hours that we couldn't find my sister Kayla. And it was this panic-stricken time for my parents. My mother was just terrified, and my dad was angry and upset. And it was a really stressful time. And all I remember, actually, is the panic and the people and the chaos all around. And she came home, and I don't think my parents ever let us play outside in the yard by ourselves again. We always played outside, but they were definitely with us. This morning, we hear stories of being lost and being found. How God comes and will scour the entire neighborhood in the wilderness to find us and to seek us out. All the way into the depths of the wilderness, God will come, wherever it is that we are. It seems really strange and unlikely that a shepherd would leave 99 behind and to go find the one. I mean, that's how radical and how sort of irrational it is, this amazing love that God has for each individual. A lost sheep, a lost coin, a lost child, all found, all returned to the whole. And it made me start to wonder and think about for us this morning, what might be the things that we think about investing some energy into that we need to find today? How about that joy that was once yours as you came to worship in the morning? How about the excitement that you felt at one period of time when you thought, it's Sunday morning, I get to go to church? When did that transition into feeling that you're taking it for granted, or that you know, I'll just have to go there because that's what you do? Or how about the familiarity you once had with the rhythm or liturgy for worship? Has that familiarity gradually diminished as you've drifted away or been caught up in other things or following something else into the wilderness? How about that excitement you once knew as you listened to and were challenged by the message of the gospel? Perhaps the excitement has faded as you've become used to the challenge or think the stories are old and you don't hear anything new, or you just hear the demands and think about the impossibility of meeting them. What about the enthusiasm you once had to share the good news, to tell people about how much God loved you and loved them, to invite others to join you on this journey of faith? Perhaps your enthusiasm was blunted by rejection or the quest for an easy life or just the desire to be comfortable, to not go out on too far of a limb? What would it take for you to recover these really vital and important elements of faith? The joy, the rhythm, the excitement, and the enthusiasm. Perhaps it's like searching for any old thing, like a coin, or a jacket you lost, or your keys. Perhaps it involves retracing our steps, going back to where it was that we started off, thinking where and when it was that you last felt the joy or the rhythm or the excitement or the enthusiasm for the journey of your faith. Taking ourselves back to rediscover what is important, what gave us life, and not giving up until we find it. So this morning, if you are sitting here in the midst of worship and it's tinged with a little bit of resignation or regret or sadness or resentment or whatever it is that you brought with you this morning, that you're less than thrilled to be here, let's back up just a little bit. Let's invest some time and energy into finding that lost mojo or whatever it is that you want to call it, that spark that inspired you. That spark that fed you and nourished you. The missing element that we will have to enhance your worship, your faith, and your life. So it's not just that you're excited to be here on Sunday morning, which we hope you are, but that you'll be excited about your faith and your relationship with God in your everyday life. So the really important question is, what feeds you? What feeds your faith? What nourishes your spirit? And how is it that you're caring for your soul? The glimmer that promises that whatever tunnel you are in the present, is that it is not beyond God's reach. Wherever it is you are in the now is not beyond God's sight. It doesn't matter how often we lose sight of God. God never loses sight of us. God rejoices every time any of us manages to retrace our steps and to find our way back into the essence of God's love. In fact, I think in this gospel story, in these parables, it makes it seem quite a good thing, actually, to lose our way once in a while, because then we get to have a bit of the party with God when we are found again. But in reality, isn't our faith really that kind of journey? Don't we sort of ebb and flow in our faith like all of relationships, where sometimes we feel closer to God than others, and sometimes the wilderness is just wilderness? No matter who we are, I think we have those experiences. No matter the caliber or the strength of our faith, I think it needs constant attention and maintenance. Proclaiming faith is not that once and all event. It's not just a one-time thing. It's like, as Lutherans, we talk about our baptism not just being a one-day event in our entire lives, but a weekly, if not daily, remembrance that we are loved and brought into God's love. It's an act that I think requires repeating time and time again as we journey through every day and experience God in new ways and in new places. Yes, and even when we feel like we're lost. I don't think God's family is divided between the lost and the righteous, or those who are with God, those who are constantly striving for faith, and those who have found it. I think we're all on the same journey in different forms and different ways. And at different points of the journey, our faith takes different forms, different shapes of our heart, if you will. Sometimes strong and sometimes a bit weaker. But always, always, God knows where we are. And God knows what we need. And thank God that God leads us back into the way of grace and rejoices and has a party when we feel that we are found. Thanks be to God. Amen.